In Tzadik Beis, we're middle of Sif Beis. We actually learned the Ikra of the Sif. And we're up to the very end of the Mechaber, on the first piece of the Mechaber, which is in your copies on the third page of the third side, I should say, of your copies. Avol and Niyah Metchila. Tzadik Beis, Sif Beis. We missed you last week. At least if I had. I do want to mention, many of us, most of us learned Siman Pei Dalit about the worms and the bugs, the Teloim. The way to remember any halacha, especially our day, is when things come up, you have to go back and look at them again. And that's how you kind of, a certain level of yediyah. And I would suggest that everybody to go back, especially Taz Yud Zayin, which I mentioned with the Mefarshim there, which is the mice of the raisins and the raisin challahs. And it's enjoyable to look back. There was also a shach, which I thought to go and look back, who talked about whether you have to be chayshish, that it's pirish. We all know that bugs that are born on and catched on raisins are not trey. If you're allowed to eat them, they don't require shchita, and they're not fleishik. Someone asked me yesterday if you eat them, whether you become fleishik. But they're mutter, and that's also from Pei Dalet. Okay, we're in Tzadik Beis. I'd like to... Sif Gimel starts an important sugya. We didn't finish Sif Beis. Aval Amnir Metchila V'Atzayif. What do we learn in Sif Aleph and Beis? We learned the basic dinim, the din of meat that falls into milk and milk that falls into meat. The very basic halachis. The main chiddush was the machlokes to Rian Rashi about a piece that was half in and half out, whether it's considered in or considered out. Remember who holds which? A piece that's half in derivative and half out derivative. So Rashi says it's out, and the Ri says it's in, right? So we had it a few times, you remember. And remember this is good. The Rama says here a chiddush. We're talking when milk falls onto meat, and it's in a pot, on a klirishin, a pot on the fire. The Rama says emnir metchilav atzayif. If you're stirring it constantly. Or the pot was covered the whole time. It means the following. If milk falls into a pot of chicken soup, we said it's pashit, it's basal b'shishim, if there's shishim, and it's all mutter. If meat falls on a piece of meat, which is protruding from the pot, either, like Rashi, even if it's half in, or according to the Ri, it's totally out, then that piece is not an avela. And then you need shishim against the piece. So when do we say that that piece is nas nevela, you need shishim? That's only if you are not stirring it from beginning to end. So after mechaber, if you're mixing the pot, metchila v'atzayif, then it's batel mishishim and everything in the pot. And then the whole thing is mutter. It's never nas nevela because the bliya immediately goes into everything. That is the shita of the mechaber. Now the only strange thing about it, it's a davar amistaver. The only thing is, why the Mechaber says Metchila V'Atzayif, that you have to stir it from beginning to end. You picture it, milk spritzes on a piece of meat that's sticking out of a challah, and you're stirring it. So if you stir it, it mixes into everything in the pot. It's enough shishim. So the first thing the Ramah is going to say, you don't need Atzayif. Until when do you have to keep on mixing it? You have to stand there and mix it forever and ever and until the side. Yeah.
What? The whole spritz. The whole
time that it's going. Okay, let's see what the Rama says. Rama says, V'chein, im loy niya klal, loy betchila v'loy besayif, v'loy kisa klal. If you didn't mix it, you didn't cover it. Im yeisamach b'kidei renega tipas acholav shenofel, en yoysa rachach eticho levad. If you never stirred it, and it fell on a piece that's outside of the raitiv, so that piece is aser, and everything else is mutter. If you were near only betchila, so he says that you don't need to mix it betchila v'atzayif. If you mix it betchila, then it spreads in the whole thing. The Taz in Sifkot Dalid says that even the mechaber didn't mean atzayif. Taz Dalid says lav dafka, av lo near betchila v'atzayif lav dafka. Elabaniya miyad sagi, kamashikosa vator behedya. It's enough if you stir it right away. Viksha mariba chaviv, delari and sarach linir, ashtay miksasai beraitiv. Like the reshit, even if it's only part in the raitiv, it's already considered in the raitiv. Nirali den achinami. According to the re, it's enough if it's partly in the raitiv.
How miyad does it have to be?
Now that's a general question, Yeridea. Again, a person in the kitchen and he sees Chalila milk spritzing towards his child, and his wife is not in the room because otherwise you have no chance, right? So it spritzes onto the child. So he runs over and he's menar. He knows if you're menar, the whole thing, then everything is fine. So you're menar it right away, mitchila batzai. How much mitchila do you need? How long does it take? So it's not clear how long it takes. Let's say somebody were to drop a milchika spoon into a fleishiga pot and quickly scoop it out instantly. And he's holding it, and he sticks it, and he says, oops, and he pulls it out immediately. How long does it take for blias to go in? There's a Chamude Daniel who says that, of course, it doesn't happen instantly. It has to take a moment. But since we're not Pekiyim, we have to be Machmir to do it. We don't know how long it takes for Blias to travel. So therefore, you need Metchila Vatzayv literally. You need it right away when it's going in, that you're stirring it right away. And then it's Mutter. And like the Taz says, you don't need Atzayv. Now, I will tell you, the Shachis of Katan Hay answers that it's Dafka Metchila Vatzayv. I do not understand the Shach's Hezber. It made me feel a little better that the Aruch HaShulchan also says he doesn't understand the Shach's Hezber. And it doesn't matter, because the Shach is Maida, the Halach is like the Ramah, that you only need near Metchila. So again, what we're learning is a very simple din, that if you're stirring it right away, when it spritzes in, everything in the pot is mustarif to the Kedera.
Which will allow to mix it.
What?
You're allowed to mix it.
And you're allowed the chatchila to mix it right away.
And if you don't do it soon enough, then you could cause yourself.
Now, what happens if you only stir at the end? We're going to get to that in a minute. So far we have metchila about saif, it's bottled. Ramah says even metchila. Now, what about saif? So hold on. Vuhu shania v'kisa miyad shenofel shama yisir. Ramah says you have to stir it immediately when it falls in. Okay. V'chein, im nofel l'teich ha-morak, oy l'chatichais. What happens if it spritzed in and you can't see which piece it spritzed onto? What do you do then? It spritzed into the chalent and you don't know which piece it spritzed into. So listen to the chiddush of the mechaber. Noyer es hakadeira kula. We'll give you an eitzah. If you know, you have a chalent, there are 10 pieces of meat there. If you know which piece it spritzed onto, you pull out that piece and the rest of the kedera is going to be mutter. If it's mutase beraitim, like the re, it's batal bishishim right away. If not, then that piece is awesome. But what happens if you don't know which piece? So zakhti mechaber, noya sakedera kula. You're allowed the chatchila to stir the whole pot, the contents of the pot, at shiyasim yisarev akoil, till everything mixes. And yesh bekedera kula tam cholav asura. And after you mix it, you give it to a kfeila. If it tastes like milk, it's awesome. And la muteris. If there's no guy to taste it, then this machalav who you can rely on, misharim b'shishim. So then we measure b'shishim. So the mechaber says that you can stir it even lebesayif, only if you don't know which piece it is. You could stir it lebesayif. Of course, the Ramah says yeshchalkim v'sriulah ain't a mayum mashanei akadera imloy shaniyam yad shenafel leiser. Very hard to understand. The mechaber says that if you don't know which piece it is, you're allowed l'chatchila to go and stir it, which is shver. First of all, I'm about l'nis l'chatchila. How are you allowed to stir it l'chatchila? And second of all, the piece it fell onto is already iser. Why does stirring it help? You don't know which piece it is. If the piece would be totally out, then it's certainly nas in the vela, right? And that piece is nas in the vela. If it's half in, half out, then according to Rashi, it's nas in the vela, and not according to the Ri. But
this process, you have the chalent, drop some milk in there, and you didn't realize it happened right away, you don't know where it went, and you take your spoon and you stir
the whole thing.
So wait a second, the spoon now What's the status of the spoon? What's the status of the pot? And what's the status of
everything is mutter because the milk dissipates in the entire contents of the pot. And it's bakal b'shiv. Assuming the shishim against the spritz.
Why isn't the spoon?
Because the spoon gets a bliya equally from everything in the pot. So it only gets a bliya of less than 1/60th of the bliya is milk. And 60 parts is meat. So the milk is bottled in the meat and the bliya as well. And that's why it's mutter.
How much again? It has to be 1/60th.
It has to be a 60th. This whole talk is existing, otherwise you can't do anything. Stirring won't help. What? So that's the shverikite, that once the chaticha is nas nevela, if something falls in, there's more than 60 right away, so it's never nas nevela. You understand? If milk falls on a piece of meat, and that meat is isser, stirring it later is not going to help you, because that whole, you need now 60 against that whole piece. So that's the plea here, that the shach, sukkot and ches, is marich, to be matmiya on the Shulchan Aruch. Why does it help stirring it? A, it's not nevela, you can't kasha a piece of meat. You'll understand, once meat is iser, you can kasha kalim, you can't kasha meat. Once it's iser, you can't mix it into a pot of a 60 and make it mutter. So the question is, why does it help stirring it? It's already not nevela. And also, I'm about to lis lechat chila. How's a person allowed to do it?
What is the Mechaber Pascha when it talks about like three pieces of meat and one becomes usher and they get mixed up? So, do you can eat all three of them, or because here do you have to take one piece?
You're saying maybe the piece is mutter anyway because it's yavish b'yavish. You can't tell it from the other pieces.
But do you have to throw out that one? Do you have to throw out one piece?
Well, mikra din, you certainly don't have to.
Yavish b'yavish, you're cooking the whole pot together.
Now he's saying that the piece that's asked in the veil was but the yavish b'yavish, so it's salek. So you take the yavesh, its bottle, and then once it's bottled,
giving time and all the other, and the rest. If you don't have
problem,
shishim,
is that it's going to give time. The meat is going to give time.
The meat, which is nas in the veil, is giving time and the rest of the veil.
Okay.
You can't.
He's saying it's lach balach.
What's the question? The first mechaber and the last mechaber. The first one says you know where it fell, and
right? And now he's telling you don't know where it fell. This the difference between the first mechaber and this mechaber. This mechaber, you don't know which piece it is.
And the zichron not said 60 times a piece of meat.
In Zichron, means 60 against a piece of meat.
But if you know where it's fell, you have to be benayim a tchil of a soul.
Right. That's correct. So the Shach, because of the Shverikite, says that when you can't recognize a piece, it's ki'ilu kvar nisarev. Mechaba holds, if you can't recognize the piece, that's not aim of atlinis lachatchila. It's already not recognizable in the mixture. And since he can't recognize it, his lashon is, it's like it's mixed out. About halfway down.
You just don't know which one it is.
What?
You could recognize it, you just don't know which one it is.
I agree, and I can't. The Shmechab is very shver. Every one of the Mefarshim is Matmiyad on the Mechaber in this Indian, which is really the Rambam. And Maramokam Anilok, the Shach is trying to answer the Mechaber. Lamaisa, we don't pass like the Mechaber. And. That's why I'm not going to be marach on this nakuda, but the mechaber is shver for these two reasons. Rather, Rabbi Kibegu has a chap, a third kasha on the mechaber. He says, "What's the heta to stir it? You're being mevashel basa b'chol of lechatchila. You're taking something that's already basa b'chol, now you're mixing it into the klivishin, so it should be an isser of being mevashel to basa b'chol of." So the bottom line of Rabbi Kibegu, "En kamish mevatel isser." But the Shach answers it's not Mevatel Isser. So, mark the one that starts Shach of Kotten Ches in Rabbi Kibegan. Okay? Ein kam Mishum Mevatel Isser. Mekomok and Medayin Kosher. In Mari Bishach Tzas, if you didn't stir it right away, you'd have waited a little. Amayla Kosov Rambam, then, I'm sorry.
The one before.
Nayer. Sifbeis. I'm sorry. Nayer is a Kedera Kula. Yesh Lain. Amay Shari La'arais. What's the heta to stir it? If you don't stir it, the chaticha stays in that piece. The tipa stays in that piece. Right there near, ma'ilat tipa bechaticha secheris. I'm a vashel basa bechalav. Va'kapar b'leka samach eladiyitim kfeila dilma be'emisiyat tam bekulei. Va'ver abishel basa bechalav. Says what's the heta to do it? You can be over abishel basa bechalav when you mixed it, and if bishlam it's patal b'shishim, it's good. But if it's not patal b'shishim, then what's the heta? So, b'tzarchi and what? It was mevushel in that. Now you're cooking it with more meat. You're allowed to take milk that cooked with some meat and cook it with more meat? You're still cooking basa b'chol. What? No, so that the Gemara Mishnah said ain't bishlach abishal, but to cook it in additional meat, then is this a possible chol? The Gemara Mishnah himself made that chiluk on the first page in Pezayin.
That would only be.
But then he said it's also with new meat. Yeah, with new meat.
It's also totally cooked. Totally, completely cooked.
In the crazier place, he answers Rabbi Kivager's kasha. He says we're talking here that there's shishim, and any time there's shishim, even like the mechaber, you have a right to assume there won't be taste. But you have to give it to fail to taste. But as far as asking us, Bishul Basa B'Cholav, he says you have a right to assume that when you stir it, that there won't be taste, and that's his.
Vegas, they're not like that.
What?
Vegas, mashal like that.
Well, he says Al Kaponim Beleka Samach. Yeah, Al Kaponim Beleka Samach. He says Al Dietam Kfeila. He's asking to talk about Leka Samach. You know, he was after Christ the place. What? The Kedera, the Mechaber saying Kedera is Mutter, but we don't understand the Mechaber. It's a very Shver Mechaber. It's hard to understand why. Yeah. Right. The Mechaber grader holds that you have to get to Kfeila even when there's more than Shishim, because it's Tefshel Avara, yeah. If there's kfeila, but it's true. Rabbi Kivager's kasha is only al kapana b'leka samach al yitzim kfeila. That's his kasha. Nothing else. You're gonna mix it and give it to a kfeila to see if it has taste, according to the mechaber. What? Okay, kfeila. You rely on shishim, and then there's no. And then if it's less than shishim, it's aser. If you hold. That's the Shas Kasha. That Yochet Yichadas Neveila, what does it help with Kfeila? Whatever is this already became Isser, and what does it help to stir it? And the Isser tastes like meat, you can't taste the meat. That's the problem with the Mechaber. And. Okay. Could be in the Yavish B'Yavish. Right, so that new meat is being cooked basa b'chalav. That's the problem. Right. The time. Thank you. What? But you create new basa b'chalav in the basar. What you're saying is, if the chalav is already yisr, so then it shouldn't matter. That's what you're telling me, really. Now, if the chalav is already yisr, so then maybe it shouldn't matter. I get the question, but... What? The bishul is the creation. The question is, if you're creating this or in the basar and not in the chalav, whether it's so. But I think the Gemara Mishnah in the beginning of Pesach said it's still also a specific basar in the chalav. You may be right. The question is this, just quickly, in the Issa Bishul Basa B'Cholav, we had a rule, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So Basa B'Cholav was cooked together. Cooking it a second time is not an Issa Dairaisa of Basa B'Cholav. Now, Gilyam Marshaw, Taka says different than what I was saying. The Gilyam Marshaw makes the following clear. Right in the beginning of Pezayin, he says, Basa Shen Nisbashel L'Chudei, the Gam Cholav Nisbashel, the milk and meat were each cooked separately, then then we don't say Abishal Acha Bishal. Then cooking the milk and meat, even though they were pre-cooked, but cooking them new, Levashal Yachad is still also. He's saying, it's interesting, he says, if the milk was cooked and the meat was cooked, and now you cook them together, we don't say Abishal Chabishal, we say it is also. If the milk and meat were cooked together, then to re-cook it is warming, is Abishal Chabishal, is mutter. What we're talking about is an in-between case, where the milk was already cooked with meat, but the meat was not cooked with meat. And now you're stirring it, so you're cooking the milk and meat together with new meat.
Wait, how would they cook the milk and meat cooked together?
With the tipa fell on one piece.
That doesn't make it cook.
In the klirishon. Sure, it fell on one piece in the klirishon, so it cooked. Now, by stirring it, you're spreading it into other meat. Rabbi Kivager is saying that that's an issue.
You stir it right away, it didn't cook yet.
Not right away. The Mechaber is talking about cooking it later, stirring it later.
Later, right.
What does mechaber mean by this mechalav?
What?
What does mechaber mean by the kapela sheyitain v'nis mechalav?
Im loy nimsa v'chavi sheyitain v'nis mechalav, and we'll rely on him if he tastes it, then mishar mishishim. Okay, let's move on to Sif Gimel, which is already the rule of Chaticha Nas Nevelim. Okay, this in a way is the Iker, the most famous klal in Hilchis Basa B'Cholov, and that's the rule of Chaticha Nas Nevela. Now, Chaticha Nas Nevela, or Chanan, as we call it, is, I already saw, you know, a Nat Bar Nat is an abbreviation for Nais and Tam Bar Nais and Tam. So Nat is an abbreviation, Nat is a Nat Bar Nat. I already saw it abbreviated Nun Beis Nun for Nat Bar Nat. They abbreviated the abbreviation. So Chanan became a word, you know, like Chaticha Nas Nevela. What does Chanan mean? Now listen very carefully, because I just want to tell you what it means, and we'll know what it says. Chaticha Nas Nevela means the following. There's a difference between Basa B'Cholov and Shari Surin in that. If I have Nevela, and a spritz of Nevela falls on a hot vegetable, I have a potato cooking, and a spritz of Nevela falls on it, I'm not allowed to eat this potato, because it has a bli of Nevela. What is the Isser? The Isser is only the Nevela. The potato is mutter. Just since I can't separate it, it's all now cooked, the blias are mixed. I'm not allowed to eat the potato either. But what's the Isser? The Isser is only the spritz of Nevela. If the Nevela was a half of a kezias, and potato's a whole kezias, a person who eats a potato doesn't get malchus. He didn't eat a kezias of Isser, because the potato is not the Isser. It's only the Nevela that's the Isser. Basar b'chalav, milk into meat, is not that way. When milk spritzes onto meat, is balaya into meat, and it asers, then what's the Isser? The Isser is both, the milk and the meat. They're both the Isser. And therefore, if I have a half a kezias, or half a revias, of milk that goes onto meat, and the meat is the other half a kezias, and a person were to eat the kezias of basar b'chalav together, he does get, he is over on this of basar b'chalav. Because basar b'chalav is, both of them are the gufa iser. Now that concept we call chaticha nas nevela, which means, now the word nevela is used loosely here. Nevela means iser. Chaticha nas nevela means that meat itself becomes iser. It's not just the milk that's the iser. The milk and the meat are both the gufa iser. So that the mitzarev to the kezias, so someone has to eat it. If someone has to, you have to measure a kezias, a person who ate it to get an einish, you would measure the two together. It's chaticha nas nevela. Now we don't give malchus. What's a nafkamina for us? Very simple. If, based on what I said so far, if I would have 1 ounce of nevela, let's say I have a nevela soup, 1 ounce of nevela fell onto a potato, and the potato has a volume of 4 ounces, and now this potato is put into a vegetable soup to measure shishim. If you do not say chaticha nas nevela, you all understand I only need shishim against the 1 ounce of iser. By basar b'chalav, it's not that way. If 1 ounce of milk falls onto 4 ounces of meat, and then it's put into a soup, I need to be mevatel the milk and the meat together, the entire amount, and that is called chaticha nas nevela, not to be confused with ideas of ein hanesa yachal eser. This is that the whole thing is the gufa iser, and you need shishim against the whole thing. Now that is the din d'oraisa according to everybody. There's no machlokes what the din Torah is. The din Torah, you don't have any machlokes. The idea of chaticha nas nevela is only by basar b'chalav and only basar into chalav. Where we only milk into meat or meat into milk. But now basar b'chalav into potatoes. You understand, in our Torah, if I basar b'chalav, the spritz is onto a potato. So vayta, the potato is heter, and the basar b'chalav is this. Now, the Mechaber Ramah have a machlokes, which comes up in many areas because of this, throughout basar b'chalav, into whether we say chanan by shari surim, whether it's limited to basar b'chalav or not. There are two steps to this discussion, so follow carefully. The first step is simple. The Mechaber says, chaticha nas nevela is unique to basar b'chalav, and it does not apply to Shari Surim, finished. Only by Basa B'chol, the way I just explained Min HaTorah, there are no drabonans. The Mechaber says, we are not guys of Shari Surim, not Basa B'chol, it's only by Basa B'chol. Period. Mechaber, easy sheet. The Ramah says, we're going to learn the Ramah soon, Yeshayrim, Darina B'chol Yisurim, Chaticha Nas Neveil. Which means the Ramah holds that midrabanan, it's only being a drabanan, this it is, there's only a drabanan. But he holds that when the nevela fell on the potato and it asked the potato, and now the potato was put into a vegetable soup, you need shishim against the whole potato. Because midrabanan, were guys the shari surim otu basa b'chalav, and just like by basa b'chalav, chaticha nasa nevela, the same thing by shari surim chaticha nasa nevela. This is the Ramah's Chumrah, but because it's a Chumrah, the Ramah will give us exceptions, and we're going to wait to see the exceptions. There are cases where the Ramah is Mekel. There are exceptions, since this is a Chumrah, Chumrah Drabanan. But in the Yisayid HaDavar, this is a Machloikis Mechaber Ramah, when you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, Mechaber holds, you stick with the Daraisa, and the Ramah holds that we say a Drabanan B'Shari Surim. Now that's the first discussion that you have to know. There is a second, yeah.
What if the basa is already in the
veil? What happens if the meat was already in the veil? So we're going to see shortly in the Gilyam Arshah what you're talking about. The Gilyam Arshah talks about it, and then we'll see. Okay, good. Now, there's one additional machlaikis which you can easily lose. If you learn, you can learn the whole Sulei Chaticha Nas Neveil and Siman Tzadik Beis and miss that there's a second discussion like the Mechaber. And that is the following. Like the Mechaber himself, he's not Geizah Shari Surim Atu Basar B'Chalav. What about when you have Basar and Basar B'Chalav and the Basar B'Chalav now spritzes onto a potato? We know anybody who learns Basa B'Cholav has to come out knowing. The Mechaber holds, you only say Chaticha Nas Neveila with Basa B'Cholav, and the Ramah holds B'Shari Surim.
What about chicken?
What happens if Basar B'Cholav spritzes onto a potato? Now, Min HaTorah, you don't say Chaticha Nas Neveila. It's only milk into meat, or meat into milk. What about if milk and meat, which is already Basa B'Cholav, spritzes onto a potato? Is that something on which the Mechaber will be moided that you say Chaticha Nas Neveila or not? So for some reason it's not discussed here. What? Why should that be more chomer? Good question. But let me just tell you that the Mechaber says in the last Mechaber in Simen Kuf Gimel, and it's interesting, I don't know why, probably someone does say Chenetzu, I don't know. But he says there that you do say Basa B'Cholav on what? You do say Chaticha Nas Neveila by Basa B'Cholav in such a case where it comes into Shari Surim. A Kederish Yibluam a Basa B'Cholav Shin Spasha Babi Yachad Abzeh Hazeh V'Kaidim Shavah Laila Echad Huchmu Ba Mayim. You have Basa B'Cholav pat and now you cook water. The Mechaber says that if you cook water, okay, let me explain. I have to explain one more nekuda to understand this Mechaber. Let's talk Lamaisa. Where does Chaticha Nas Neveila come up in your house? You understand the most common case is if Issa falls on one thing and that thing falls onto other things, then Shishim against the whole thing. In Hechsherim, let me tell you where it comes up. In a certain city, which has one kosher bakery out of town. There's one kosher bakery, but it's owned by Jews. However, the bakery took a hechsher, but they're open on Shabbos. It's not owned by frum people. It's owned by friar people. And they're open on Shabbos. They bake on Shabbos. And it's a very difficult shaila whether they should give a hechsher. They don't give a hechsher. It won't be a kosher bakery in this town. And the shaila came up, what they should do. What's the issue? The issue is that when a yid bakes on Shabbos, it's treif. A yid that bakes b'mezid on Shabbos is treif, and the bliyas are treif. So, what?
Shechting on Shabbos is mutter.
No, we don't shecht on Shabbos. The shechita is a kosher shechita, it's true. But that's a Mishnah Cholim. All right, let's get back to this. If a person cooks on Shabbos, it's awesome. So you'll tell me, okay, it becomes awesome, it's treif, but it's awesome for 24 hours. So Sunday, what they bake, I won't use. And Monday, I'll use what they bake. Or any such place where you have an issue with one day, l'chayra, it only asks for one day, and then the second day it's mutter. But if you hold chaticha nas nevela, you have a perpetual problem. Because if the keli is truth, then when they're cooking it on Sunday, the new thing is nas nevela, it becomes iser, and now the keli is a ben yamai again. They cook the next day, they cook it for 100 years, you're never going to have a ben yamai. If you're in a place where things became treif one day, and every time you're cooking again, so it's the schadish de bliya, and that new thing is chaticha nas nevela, and then you have a perpetual problem, like the Ramah, that we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, you can have a problem forever and ever and ever. You're never going to have a heter. But it's not the din of treifus. You still have to kasher. You have to kasher. It's been amazing. You have to kasher. So. Because chaticha nas nevela. Now the new is also nas nevela. Now, like the mechaber, it's not a problem, only by basa b'chalav. The mechaber in Kuf Gimel says that if you have a pot that's had basa b'chalav, and you cook water in it, you have to start measuring a new meis leis from when you cook the water. Why? Because the water is nasa nevela, goes back into the pot, and now you have to need a new 24 hours. That's what the mechaber says. What I'm telling you about a bakery, the mechaber says by basa b'chalav, that if you cook water, the bliya is neschadish, it goes back in, and you need a new meis leis. So what the mechaber says, Taisus Shitas, you only need overnight. So that's what it says in Kuf Gimel. So we see from there, the shachti is medayik, that the mechaber, even though he doesn't hold basa b'chalav by shari surim, but by, he doesn't know chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, but by basa b'chalav into other things, the mechaber shita is that you do say chaticha nas nevela. The shach asks why the mechaber has this chumra. The shach doesn't like that. There should be such a chumra. But lemaisa, the mechaber says it. So it comes out at the end of the day. The mechaber shita is chaticha nas nevela only by basa b'chalav. Dharma says v'gaizid rabbanim b'shari surim. But it's not accurate to say the mechaber doesn't hold of any gzeirah d'rabbanan. Chabos were not geyser. Not true. He does say we're geyser by basa b'chalav itself. Into milk or into any other into a potato, they need shishim against the whole potato. Because the mechaber does hold of basa b'chalav itself we're geyser even in other foods. So by basa b'chalav itself, we're machmir midrabanan to say chaticha nas nevela on a potato, on water, on anything. But not by shari surim. We who go with the Ramah, we hold that chaticha nas nevela even by shari surim. And as I said, Mitzvah Shem will get two exceptions to it. Now, this mechaber in Kuf Gimel, the last Ramah's here. We're going to have it in this sift. Okay? So, it's Siftal, I'm sorry. Ramah's a Siftal. Okay, so this is the background to chaticha nas nevela. Let's see the mechaber. Kishenesra chaticha machmas acholov, when a piece becomes also because of the milk that's in it, nasis kol chaticha iser, the whole chaticha becomes treif, vimbishla emachera isar shishim levatel kula, and if you now go and cook it with others, you need shishim against the whole thing. Vimakira. If you recognize the piece, mashlicha. You have to always throw it out if you cooked it with others. V'acheres mutares. And everything else is mutar if you have shishim. V'meinay makira. What happens if you have a piece of meat onto which milk spritzed and it became basa b'chalav? And now you put it into a cholent or into a soup. And it's not distinguishable from the other pieces. Haroitiv mutar. Well, the roitiv that has shishim is mutar. But kol ha-chatiches asurais im chatiches isa roilis gabeh. If the piece of meat is a chaticha roi l'schaved, now you can't tell this piece of meat from the other meat, so you throw out all the pieces of meat, and the roitiv is mutter, but has shishim against that piece. Right, because the chaticha roi l'schaved is not bottle, So that piece of meat you have to throw out. And if you don't recognize it from the other pieces, throw all the pieces. And the soup is mutter. So it says here when the mechaber is really maybe a little complicated, but it's not difficult. It's what we would have said, whatever it says here in the mechaber, we would have said if we sat down and discussed the shaila, that chaticha nas nevela, and you need shishim against the whole piece.
But again, if these are small pieces of meat and it's not roilas chabed, then would be the bottom of shishim.
If it's right, if it's not roilas chabed, you have a cholent with small pieces of meat. So then the meat is bottled, the tam is bottled with shishim, and the ben is bottled arrived because you have a lot of pieces there. It's bottled. Okay, there's only one on the kuda in this sif, which is really a simple sif, and that is taz zayin. Now, I have to point this out to you. This is an important Taz because the Taz repeats himself consistently. And those who argue with the Taz don't repeat themselves over and over. So you can learn this sif and think that this Taz is the halacha, not pasha. Let's learn the Taz. We had a similar Taz in Siman Tzadik Aleph, as I'll point out momentarily. And Sifkat and Hay, it wasn't Tzadik Aleph, and in Kuf Hay. You have to know there's a rule. Ein bliya yaitza mechaticha lechaticha b'lai raitiv. You have twin rules. Ein bliya yaitza mekli lekli b'lai raitiv. A bliya doesn't go from one keli to another if there's no liquid, which is something we're familiar with because that's why in a trefa oven you wrap it with aluminum foil, it's okay because the bliya doesn't go from the oven into the keli without liquid. And even if there are drippings, it goes into the aluminum foil. The aluminum foil doesn't go into the next layer. So ein bliya yaitza mekli lekli b'lai raitiv is a very basic rule. The airline meals are all based on ein bliya yaitza mekli lekli b'lai raitiv. Right? They double wrap the meal is double wrapped, and therefore even they put it into an oven where they're cooking treifas, they're cooking shrimp in the same oven, and the zayah goes into the outside layer, but it can't get into the inside layer because there's no raitiv between the two layers. There's also a rule ein bliya yaitza mechaticha lechaticha b'lai raitiv. Which means, if I have a be'en, a piece of trefa nevela, then even without raitiv, it goes into something else. Because that's an issa be'en. You have the nevela itself. Hot nevela touches a piece of kosher food, the bliya goes, no question. But, if I have kosher meat, and it has a bliya of nevela in it, and that kosher meat touches another piece of kosher meat, ain't bliya yaitza mechaticha lechaticha b'lai raitiv. A bliya doesn't go from one piece to the other without raitiv. Why isn't this such a famous rule? Because we're machmer in a davar shamein, we're not bekiyim in a shamein. So davar shamein, lemaisa, since we're not bekiyim what shamein, by davar shamein we're machmer. So kamat never comes up except for things like blood that we have a kapola on not shamein. The rule of ein bliya yaitza lechaticha lechaticha b'lai raitiv in halacha lemaisa barely comes up. However. The issue here is the following. If milk falls onto meat, and it's not nevela, and now that piece of hot meat touches another piece of hot meat, and assuming the milk is not shamein, right? Now what do you say? Could you say, ein bliya yaitza mechaticha lechaticha b'lai raitiv? And therefore, this piece of meat that absorbed milk touches another piece of meat, we'll say, ein bliya yaitza b'lai raitiv. No milk went into the second piece, and the second piece is mutter. Could we say such a thing?
It's not a bliya, it's an issa.
Why? Because the meat is issa. So the argument is, what do you mean? The meat is issa. You can't say, ein bliya yaitza b'lai raitiv. It's the issa itself. Let's see what the Taz says. Taz Zion says, in bishla im acheres, ava b'lai bishl. Let's say it wasn't cooked. There's no liquid. Eina oiseres. Now, how come? You have meat that absorbs milk. So Taz says, "Beloy bishul eina oiseres afilu b'shneim chamin." It doesn't ask, even if they're both hot. Lo yomru b'simin tzadik alasiv dali b'cham l'toicham. Do iser hakoil elabisa machmas atzmai. We only said in Simin Tzadik Aleph, that tatoy govar, if the bottom is hot and you put something on top of it, it asses the whole thing. That's only if it's an iser machmas atzmai. If the thing, the one piece that's aser is the gufa iser. Mashayke kambi iser balua. Mashayke basa b'chalav. where the meat is also because of a blia of milk in it, there the blia doesn't go from a piece to a piece below right it. Even though later we're going to say in Semikofei that milk and meat is both considered the Gufei Isser, he says the Hainu Basar Atzmai Im Cholav Atzma. If hot milk touches hot meat, or hot cheese touches hot meat, K'mayshim V'vosham B'divareinu B'siyata D'shmai. But Zokta Taz, here it's a puzzle to try to figure out what is the Taz saying. He's saying at piece number one, meat that absorbs milk. And that piece of meat now touches another piece of meat, B'loi Raitiv. He says it doesn't answer the second piece, because the first piece is only in Issa Bolua. So here, everybody asks, and the Shach who argues with this Taz is later in Siman Kuf Hei. Everybody asks that, what are you talking about? The meat is a Issa Machmas Atzmai. To eat meat, Basa Mechalav, the meat is the Guf Eser. And therefore, it's very difficult to understand the Shita of the Taz. What's going on here with the Kavanas HaTaz? Now this Taz is in at least three places. We had it in Siman Tzadik Aleph, in Sivkot and Hay. The Taz mentioned it briefly, and he also said, by Tatoi Gover, he said, Hainu Dafki Yisamach Mesatzmai, Avalissa Blua Yisamach HaTichal Blua Yaitiv. Okay, he didn't say the words Basa B'chala, but he's referring there to the Mechab, which is Basa B'chala. And later in Kuf Hay, he says it as well in the Taz Sivkot Yud Gimel. At any rate, this is the Taz's Shita. Anybody have any svara to try to explain the Taz? I don't think we passed like the Taz. Can anybody think of a svara to try to possibly answer a svara for the Taz? Milk falls on meat. 1 ounce of milk falls on 4 ounces of meat. All 5 ounces are also now. Why, if this meat touches another piece of meat, why should I say that it's a Issa Blua and it doesn't answer? Yes.
So the milk is absorbed into the meat. That's what we're saying. So without rotev, this meat now touches another piece of dry meat.
Right.
And if the face is that the flavor of this meat is going to go into the
flavor of the meat, certainly goes.
No heat and no rotev.
Now there's heat. We're talking about both hot.
Okay. So if they're both calm.
And we say the band does go. If this meat would be nevela, we say the taste of the meat does go into the other piece.
There must be something different
in
the
cholov. The cholov won't go, but the basud should ask.
Do you have to rinse off the second piece after it touches? Or you don't think
that
you have to do that? Shouldn't you have to rinse
off? See, you have to rinse it off. That's not the issue here. Is whether the blia can ask. Okay, the phrase, yes. Yeah, that's the phrase that this depends on. Efshel asaychdai. Efshel asaychdai is the following question, issue that Rishonim deal with. When I have a piece of meat that's basa b'chalav, so we say the meat is iser and the milk is iser. What happens if Eliyahu Navi would come along and he would say, you know, I have a way of separating the meat without getting any milk to travel with it. He would say, I can separate this meat from the milk. Is it possible to say that what we would say is efshel asaychdai, it's possible to separate them. And then it'll become heter.
That's not
chaticha nasa nevela. I mean, it's a contradiction to the rule of chaticha nasa
nevela. Can you undo the nevela?
Can you undo it, yeah. So, the Torah, in Leina Hilchas Taruvis, appears to say that if it would be possible to separate it, it would be mutter. Just, it's not possible to separate. The Beis Yosef asks what you're asking. He says, what do you mean? Chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela, so it's Isser, and it remains Isser. What we understand is that the dispute between the Torah and the Mechaber, which is really a machlaikis, I think, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, is a machlaikis. Well, we have a rule that once Basa B'chalav is Asa, it remains Asa forever. Is it because it's efshel l'saychdai? Because you can never get it out. But if you lu yitzur, you could get it out, you could kasher a piece of basa b'chalav. Or is it because It's a halacha that once it's asr, you can't kasha food. It's a confusing issue. The Megadim here on this Taz puts it in very simple terms. He says that the Taz holds that it's not possible to separate milk from meat. And what he's saying is, if it were possible to separate it, it would become mutter again. And that's the kavanah of this Taz. It's a difficult issue, but you have to be familiar with it. This is part of the confusion of Chaticha Nas Nevelim. You really have to try to understand the concept of Efshalah Seichdei Aser. There's a dispute. We pask in Efshalah Seichdei Aser, which means you can't kasher a piece of meat. So to try to explain Efshalah Seichdei Aser from step one, and then to come back to the Taz, basically what we're saying is this. I have a piece of meat. It has a blea of milk in it. I have 4 ounces of meat, 1 ounce of milk. If I take this meat, I want to kasher the meat. I bubble up water, I throw it in. I want to kasher the meat. I want to get the blea of milk out of it. So it doesn't work. That's for sure. You can't kasher food. Why doesn't it work? Why efshar l'seichdei aser? What's the reason? Let's say there's 60 times as much water, so whatever comes out, it doesn't become an issue.
I get the taste. The meat got the taste of the milk.
So there are two ways to explain it. The halacha is simple. You can't kasher a piece of meat. There are two ways to explain it. The Taz would explain it, as the Torah seems to, that the reason it doesn't work is because it's a physical thing that it doesn't work. The milk went into the meat first. You can't possibly get everything out. You're not going to be able to get everything out. It's always going to leave more milk in the original piece. It's not possible to get it out. The Beis Yosef will say, who cares? Even if it's possible to get it out. Tatichan asnavela, it became Isser. And once it became Isser, it's Asser. You can't physically, even though I don't care if you can do it physically. It's a halacha that Efshalah Seichdei is Asser. The nafkamina will be if in the Taz's case where I have a way of separating it. I take this basa b'chalav and I touch it cham b'cham to something else where I know that ein bliya yaitza b'lay raitiv, the milk's not going to go out, only the meat's going to go. So here I thought of a way that, so to speak, Eliyahu HaNavi told me I could separate the meat from the milk. There is a way to separate. Is that mutter? The Taz says it's mutter. Why Efshalah Seichdei Aser? Because we can't say that we separated the whole thing. However, if I know I separated it, so the Taz, it'll become mutter. And here, it's sort of Eliyahu HaNavi told me that you did separate it, because no milk is going to go into the second piece of meat. It's a bliya. Bliyas don't go without right. So, this is the chiddush of the Taz, which seems to be consistent with the shita of the Torah, although there's some discussion about what the Torah really meant. But this is an explanation of the Taz. As I said, the Shach and Kofei argues with the Taz, and la halacha we neman like the Beis Yosef that it's aser. The way the Prima Gadim, in his gifted way of saying things in few words, the Prima Gadim writes on this Taz, Ayin Shach Simen Kofei. He tells you to look it up in Simen Kofei and the Taz Simen Kofei. The Efshal Seichdei Aser Haynu Shenisher Mashehu Begavei. The Taz says Efshal Seichdei Aser is because physically something stays in. Mashein Ken Kishenifred Lagamri. He says it in less than 10 words. 10 words. Efshal Seichdei Aser Haynu Shenisher Mashehu Begavei. Mashein Ken Kishenifred Lagamri. The Taz holds, here you can kasha the meat, the blea of the meat. Because you take this piece of meat, you touch it to another piece of meat, only bleas of meat travel, not bleas of milk. Because ain't blea yaitza blay raitiv. Presto, I found a way of separating this meat from the milk. And he holds that in that case, it becomes mutter again. You undo the chaticha nas nevel. That's the shita here of the Taz, Sivkot and Zayin. It's important to know every Taz, but this Taz is important to remember because the Taz repeats himself a few times and the Shach doesn't start up with him every time. The Shach and Kofei argues with him And if you're learning the Siman Tzadik Beis, you can easily make a mistake and learn this Taz and think that's the halacha. Now, only Sfaradim are going to have a problem, because Ashkenazim, this Taz explained the Mechaber. Later on, we'll have to see. But Lamaisi, you can easily make a mistake and think this Taz is la halacha. It's not. The Taz is l'shitasai, and the Shach there argues, and I think we pass like the Shach, not like the Taz. The Shach wrote the Kudas HaKes. The Shach lived the same time as the Taz. And he wrote the Shach before he saw the Taz. But he wrote the Kudas HaKes if he made our guys on him. And the truth is, it's not only a Taz, it's a Marshal. It's a Marshal. And it was before both of them. And like I say, there's no Hagah here on this. Somebody should make, the truth is the Prima Gadim has his Hagah. Prima Gadim tells you, look in Kofet. So it's just something that you have to be aware of.
Why is it on your
perspective? Right, the question is whether the Ramah's Chumrah, whether this Taz's Kula would be true even according to the Ramah's Chumrah, which opens up a new discussion. I'm not sure. It can be more common than the Basa B'chol itself. Perhaps you're right. Okay.
So if you cook, if you put a piece of milk on me, you offer on a bishul.
Yes.
So then later, if you could separate according to the one that you could separate, but then when you
separate,
you offer on
a bishul. I know it's so late. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so we started by Chatich Nasnevel. In a way, it's good. You have to absorb the rule of Chatich Nasnevel, the rule of Epshel Seichtai. And then we'll get to Siftalu, which is a continuation of Chatichanah.
So we need some writers.
Yeah, you need a lot of writers.